Hello there, and welcome to the SLP Now podcast, where we share practical therapy tips and ideas for busy speech-language pathologists. Grab your favorite beverage and sit back as we dive into this week's episode. This week, we are diving into a month-long unit for a nonfiction article. This is part of a 6-episode series where we are sharing month-long therapy units for your entire school-age caseload from preschool through 12th grade. And we've already had 3 other episodes, so check out the previous episodes for a early language book, a picture book, and a fiction article, and we have 2 more units on the way. So this particular unit is ideal for students who are in 3rd grade and up. And this is also ideal if you're wanting to target more expository language, if your students have a good mastery of narrative language, and or if the priority is just more nonfiction expository text, then these are the units for you. And if you're having a hard time deciding which units are most appropriate for your caseload, check out the show notes at slpnow.com/186. Again, slpnow.com/186. This is where you'll find a link to a 2-minute quiz where you plug in a couple details about your caseload, and then we send you a customized list of recommended units for your caseload. And then you can come back and listen to the relevant podcast episodes and walk into your sessions feeling super confident. At the show notes, you'll also find tons of other resources related to this unit. So again, head to slpnow.com/186. Now let's dive into the actual unit. We are going to be reading Wild Calls in the Springtime Sky. This is a nonfiction article that is free on ReadWorks. So let's dive into the steps for the unit. So step one is pre-story knowledge activation. And again, this is using Dr. Ukranitz's 5-step literacy-based therapy framework. And the framework is geared towards more narrative texts. So take this with a grain of salt, but I found some really nice success using this framework, even with non-narrative texts. So I'm going to share how I do that in this episode. So for step one, the first thing we want to do is take a look at the article. So we'll pull up the article, look at the title, skim some of the paragraphs, and just have a little bit of a conversation about what we notice, what we know. And this will help me, based on how much the students are able to produce around this activity, I will then decide which activities are going to be most helpful. If they have beautiful conversation around all of these topics and they have great prior knowledge, then I may skip some of these activities. But some other options to support students if they are struggling with the article walk are to create a KWL chart. So this is, you can fold a piece of paper or just split a piece of paper into 3 columns. And the K stands for what they know, W stands for what they want to learn, and the L stands for what they learned. And you can do this as you're doing the article walk. Like, you can have them identify what the article is about. In this case, it's birds migrating. And then, okay, so what do you know about birds and their migration patterns? Do we even know what migration is? So we write down what we know, and then we can figure out what we want to learn. And then as we go through the rest of the unit, we can fill in what we learned. So one activity idea to help students fill in that background knowledge is to do a virtual field trip. I love finding my virtual field trips on YouTube, but there are tons of other sources for these as well. An example that we found for this unit is a video from the PBS Learning Media Library, and it's all about migration. And it's really cool because it has videos of a bunch of birds and their migration patterns, and it gives additional background information that can be a really nice supplement to the article. You can also pull any materials from the curriculum, any other resources that you can come up with. If there are a lot of birds around your school, you might kind of take advantage of that. the opportunities are endless. Then the last thing that I like to do is I have a summarizing graphic organizer. And based on the article walk and our KWL chart and the virtual field trip, I will have students infer what the summary will look like for this article and fill in some of those details. And then that brings us to step two, where we simply read the article. And this is very short and sweet. We just read through it. And I decide based on the needs of the group, if I'm going to read it, if we're going to listen to the recording, or if we popcorn read and every student reads a paragraph, for example. But this is the shortest part of the unit. We just read. Then that brings us to step three, where we do some post-story comprehension. In SLP now, I have pre-made units for over 400 articles and books, including this one. So for this unit, I have a list of literal questions, inferential questions, so I may dive into those. There's also a summarizing graphic organizer. And one of my favorite things about this activity is that it has a field of choices, and then the students scaffolds them filling in this organizer if they have a hard time identifying like the main idea and key details and all of that. So it has a number of options, and then they get to decide, okay, is this a key detail or is this irrelevant? Is this the main idea or not? And so they just have a field of choices to help them with that if that's necessary. So that's what I would do for step three. Then in step four, I would continue to work, and I would likely target some other skills first, but at some point in the unit, I would revisit that summarizing graphic organizer and have the students practice summarizing the text. And I like to do this a little bit later in the unit, because then we would have had the opportunity to practice the grammar targets and vocabulary and all of that. And then we can integrate that into the summary. But some other things that we might do, I mentioned grammar. So if students still have those basic grammar goals, then I may do some structured practice. And then, of course, throughout the whole unit, because all of these activities are language rich, students are going to be producing sentences. Throughout the entire unit, I will be recasting and modeling the target structures for grammar. So hopefully by the time we get to this step, they may need just a little bit of structured practice, but hopefully they're just ready to start embedding this skill after having all of that exposure throughout the entire unit. Also, another activity idea is to target prefixes and suffixes. So we have some worksheets specifically for prefixes and suffixes where we can work on that specific vocabulary target. But again, all the activities are language rich. And just because we're working, it says prefixes, suffixes on the page, it doesn't mean that we can't target other goals. So it's still a great opportunity for carryover of grammar or additional vocabulary goals, creating sentences, working on syntax, all of that good stuff. And then just one more activity idea. I could share hundreds because you can, like I said, you can target any goal using a literacy-based text. But one other activity idea is to work on compound and complex sentences. We have some resources embedded in the unit to help you with this. Students can identify compound and complex sentences in the text, or they can take a simple sentence from the text and create a compound or complex sentence, depending on what type of conjunction they're working on. The opportunities are, again, endless here. And then for step five, if we're using a narrative-based text, this is typically when we create a parallel story, but I just like to take the opportunity to extend the student's learning and find a way for them to integrate all of their skills. So one of my favorite activities is to have the students record a newscast. So this is an opportunity, and it motivates them to really master their summary, because a newscast is really a summary of an event or something that happened. So if they are able to summarize the text, then they get to create a fun newscast. And then they can also make some other ideas for this article could be to record a mock nature show. And so they get to practice using some of the vocabulary and the skills that we've discussed throughout the entire unit and just integrate them in a new and creative way. So that is the overview of the nonfiction unit. If you'd like to access all of the resources for this unit and 400 additional units, head to slpnow.com/unit, and then you can sign up for a free trial, no credit card required. You can go to the therapy plans tab, type in wild calls in the springtime sky, and have instant access to all of the resources that I've mentioned and more. And it's totally free to get started. And then again, if you want to check out any of the other resources that I mentioned throughout this episode, head to slpnow.com/186 to access the show notes and the list of all of the relevant resources. I hope this was super helpful, and I hope you have a great day, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the SLP Now podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share with your SLP friends, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to get the latest episodes sent directly to you. See you next time.